love to ask you a couple of questions. For the first question, what do you value your time at currently? Second question, how much do you want to make in a whole year? I can almost guarantee you, if you answered those two questions, that you're literally losing money if you don't hire an editor.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to another episode of Podcast on Podcasting. I am your host, Adam AAA Adams, and really what we're talking about on this episode is if you aren't editing your own podcast, you're actually losing out of money. So if you're the one editing the show, you're definitely losing out of money. So I'm going to talk about a couple of questions that you probably want to be asking yourself. One of them is, you know, what do you value your time at? What do you automatically value your time at? The other one is, how much money do you want to make each and every year? And before we kind of dive into those questions and I give you a couple of the other tangibles, I want to share something that should help a lot of us. There is a growth mindset and a scarcity mindset. And I don't know if you've heard of these before, but really the growth mindset has kind of a feeling of, look, if I hire out somebody to work at 10, 15 bucks an hour, that frees me up to be able to make $200 or $300 an hour. The scarcity mindset says, if I hire out somebody at $10 to $15 an hour, that's $10 to $15 an hour that I'm losing. I want to say it again because I just want to make sure it absolutely is sticking in our minds. There is two ways of thinking. One way of thinking is, if I don't hire this out, then I can't make the big bucks. I won't be able to focus on what brings in $300 every hour. The scarcity mindset, the other mindset is more like, if I spend 10 to 15 bucks an hour on hiring somebody to edit my podcast for me, then I'm losing out on that money. It's totally different ways of thinking. So let's start by just asking that question. What do you value your time at? How much do you feel you're worth? You might have a job. You might be working for a company and maybe they pay you $100,000 every year, which is approximately $50 an hour. So perhaps that's where you are. You're making 10 grand a month, 8 grand a month, 9 grand a month, 10 grand a month, something like that, making around 40, 50, 60 bucks an hour. And so you might be able to say, well, I'm valued at least 50 bucks an hour. And then you might go back to the scarcity mindset and say, but this isn't my job. Now, you know, my podcast isn't my job. I'm making all of this money, but if I add this expense of having an editor, of hiring a post-production team, then that's going to be $600 or $1,000 a month that is added to my expense list that used to not be there. And so you're going back somehow into that scarcity mindset and thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't lose what I have. And it makes it very difficult and challenging for you to get to the next level when that's the way that we're thinking. So you might want to think of time freedom, or you might want to think of spending time with your kids or the vacations that you deserve. Or even better, you might want to think of all the money that you could be making with your podcast. And you could go back to an old episode, a previous episode. I don't want to call it an old episode, but we can go back to episode number 10. And if you haven't listened to that in a little while, go back to it. It's a great episode. It was pitfall number 21, not being willing to monetize your show. And so here you are, you're thinking about all of these different things. What do you value your time at? Do you value your time at 50 bucks an hour? Well, if so, you should be doing more things that are revenue generating activities. You should be focusing on that stuff that brings in that $50 an hour. So if you offload 10 hours a week to somebody getting paid 15 bucks an hour, that's $150 a week. And if it allows you to be able to work that extra 10 hours doing a revenue generating activity, then you are making that 500 gross, which you actually are ahead by $350 a week just by making that one change. So what do you value your time at? If you already know, awesome. If you don't know, maybe let's go to this other question. How much do you want to make in a year? Do you want to make $60,000 a year? That's only $5,000 a month. Or do you want to make like $120,000 a year, which is 10 grand a month? Or do you want to make 240, which is 20 grand a month? Or perhaps I had a really good year in 2019. We're able to gross over $100,000 a month on average. And it wasn't every single month was over $100,000, but over the year, we gross more than $1.2 million. And I need to say something. I need to pause and say, look, anything Adam can do, anything I can do, you can do better. Okay. It's like that song, but anything I can do, you can do better. I am not the smartest guy in the world and certainly no smarter than you. Anything I can achieve, you can achieve. And so in 2019, we were able to bring in, because of the podcast, averaging more than $100,000 a month. But I will take a step back and say in one of my companies, and I'm only sharing this to be honest and open and vulnerable. And I even did the math before I started the episode because I wanted to make sure that it was all verifiable. So if you come to me and you say, hey, show that to me, I'll just show you all the transactions. And it's only through one of my accounts. So we're only going to be talking about my merchant account of Stripe, which is credit cards only. And we're only going to be talking about the last couple of months from the time that I'm recording this. And 1 month was better and 1 month was lower. And the average for the last couple of months was $48,300 that came in. And I did the math on that with a 40-hour work week. It's $301.87. So that's what I value my time at right now. Actually, I value my time $1,000 an hour. But the point is that any single thing that is under $301.87 per hour, I offload to somebody else. So, for example, I might be able to find a way to write a contract to utilize a new contract for my employees or a new contract for my clients. And I might be able to figure it out. I might be able to spend 2 or 3 or 4 hours researching and then, you know, 5 or 6 days just kind of getting it on point, so that I have like a foolproof contract that I wrote in a week, let's say. And if I did that, then I would be losing out on $301 an hour and 87 cents for that entire week. And when you do the math, that's over $12,000. It's a little over 12,000 bucks for that week that I would lose by shifting my time over to writing a contract. And so if I can have an attorney write that contract for, let's even just say $250 an hour, and that allows me to free up my time to be able to make that $12,000, and the attorney is smarter and faster than me, and I have to pay them, let's just say 6 hours, that is only $1,500 in order for me to be able to make $12,000. So on that transaction, I was able to come ahead almost 10 times. And that's working with an attorney at $250 an hour. So you can see like growth mindset, scarcity mindset. I think of all of this stuff as an investment. I want to be able to stay in my lane. I want to be able to focus on revenue generating activities, and you do too. So how much do you want to make in a year? Let's just pretend like you wanted to make in a year $120,000, which is 10 grand a month. Well, with 10 grand a month, that adds up to be, I think it's $10,000 divided by, let's just say that there's 4.33 weeks per month. And then I'm going to divide that by 40 hours. And it's $57 an hour, 57 and 73 cents, okay? 57.74 after you round it up. So any single thing, if all you want to make is just 10 grand a month, any single thing that is less than 57.73 per hour, you have to give it off or else you're wasting money. You're spending time on the wrong things because you're being more of a scarcity mindset person at that point. So any single thing, 57.73, if you want to make 100,000 a year, anything that's less than that, you have to offload. That way you can actually make money. So just think about like all the post-production. So I know clearly because that's what I do for a living. This is, I have a post-production team that can serve you, is that we charge around $10 to $15 an hour because it takes us 10 to 15 hours for one episode. One episode, it takes us 10 to 15 hours to get it nice. That includes your audiograms. It includes your quote cards, your promo images. It includes emailing your guests. It includes all the post-production, the sound engineering for equalizing all the sound. It includes everything that you need. I mean, everything. So all of that is about 10 to 15 hours for us to take on one episode. These are like 30-minute episodes in general. So it's going to take us about that amount of time for a 30-minute episode to get all the back-end stuff, all the promo images, emailing your guest, writing your show notes, titling it, publishing it on all the platforms for you, all that kind of stuff. So with that $10 to $15 an hour, if it costs like, well, it's going to be like $155 for one episode, right? If you can find a way to offload that stuff, let's call it $620 a month. If you can offload that and find a way to get better guests, make more money, get more referrals, etc., then you are losing money if you waste the time actually doing it on your own. And there's other teams out there that are more expensive than us, some that are less expensive. But the point is, you're worth, if at 100 grand a year, I hope and I want you to want to make 10 grand a month, you know, 120,000. With that said, you need to offload everything that's worth less than 57, 73 or 74 after rounding it up. For sure, that's post-production. That's anything with marketing. That's anything with getting guests. If you can find somebody to help you get a guest and it costs you less than that, as long as it's less than that and it supports you and builds up to your overall cause, it's going to actually help you make money. Now, what's kind of cool is I've worked for, just as a podcast post-production team, we've worked for some really cool people that they have like coaching businesses, or they're attorneys, or they're attorneys and they have coaching businesses, or they're lenders, or we've worked for a lot of cool people that are like life coaches and real estate coaches and different types of attorneys. So the point is, many of them in their business, they find a way in their business by offloading as much as possible. Then the business itself can actually generate, you know, $1 million a month. And I'm not saying that you're going to want to even get to $1 million a month, or maybe that's low for you, but a lot of our clients, they're easily doing that and offloading this stuff on the podcast to a team that understands it, knows how to get the SEO, knows how to publish, where to publish, all of those like intricacies. They're able to make more money. Now, if they stop doing what they were doing to edit their own podcast, they would actually lose a lot of money. With that said, I will share the $301.87 that I'm going to value my time at in this one company. I make most of my money like because of getting new clients and working with more people, right? And the two ways that people find me are referrals and this podcast. And the one way that those referrals came is either that they were already my friends or they listened to the podcast. So arguably, a majority of my revenue, my income, arguably a majority of it comes because I host a podcast. I'm currently publishing 5 days a week this podcast. 5 days a week. So with that said, if it takes 10 to 15 hours per 30-minute episode to edit it, if I had to do all of those episodes, that would be alone by itself 70 hours a week. And I just don't have that amount of time to just edit. So if I was trying to wear both hats, if I was becoming my own editor for all of our episodes, I would either have to work over 120 hours a week, or I would not be able to do any revenue generating activities in my business. So what I'm trying to say here is, by me offloading everything possible to a post-production team or a virtual assistant, or insert that person. Maybe you have an assistant at your office that's making 15 bucks an hour. Awesome. That'd be great. And as you offload the stuff, you can focus on the things that you really need to focus on. And if you're making, let's say, $301.87 per hour that you work, if you're even just gross revenue, $301.87, it's going to be hugely beneficial for you to get out of wearing all these other hats. So anyway, in general, good business advice for you to outsource everything that you're not strong at, and everything that is worth less than what you value your time at. And maybe your time is valued at 50 right now. Maybe that's where you value, but you want to make $1 million a year, let's just say. So then you've got to start thinking you need to only focus on tasks that are 600 or above, because $600 per hour or above, because that's the way that you're going to be able to make $1 million a year, because it's approximately that $600 an hour. So you want to focus on just the big picture stuff and get a team that's going to allow everything else to work in conjunction with each other and support each other. If you can focus and not wear all the hats, it's going to support you. So anyway, I hope I've made a decent case that you literally are losing money if you don't hire out an editor. What do you value your time at? What do you value it at today? How much do you want to make a year? And then do the math and figure out, how can I, that's the question you need to ask, how can I offload anything that's underneath that number so that I, this is you talking, offload anything that's under that number so that I can focus on the revenue generating activities that are going to bring in the $300, $500, $600 an hour for the company. And with that said, I'm going to wrap up this episode. I hope you got a couple of useful tips with growth mindset versus scarcity mindset, with making sure that your podcast is making money, making sure that you are doing revenue generating activities. And remember, I am not the smartest guy in the world. Anything I can do, you can do better.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me, and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.